Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jerry Palm.
Yeah, it's not quite like betting on preseason baseball, but yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Jerry?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. So first of all, I want to establish something with you. So in the next, let's say, couple of months, I'm going to have you on every couple of weeks so that we can get closer and closer to the tournament with your genius, because you're the bracketologist of all bracketologists. In fact, I've heard that you've beaten up Joe Lenardi in at a bar in the parking lot by your car, and that took like 30 seconds with a couple of straight rights. So all I know is I've always taken Jerry Palm's word over everyone else's. So every couple of weeks we'll get you on to see where we're at going in. All right.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's funny because I get asked that a lot. Who would win a fight?
Right.
Between me and John, I'm like 7 inches taller than him.
Right. How tall are you, Jerry?
6'1".
I'm 6'1".
So Joe's about 5'7", maybe.
All right, so Mafia's 6'5", 240. I'm 6'3", 215. And your boy, yeah. Carver High, drinks more beer than anyone in Long Island. And Carver High just held up a sign that all three of us can beat your ass.
Yeah, I have no doubt that that's true.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. Why, and I know I'm there's things you're going to make fun of me about, but why is Seton Hall left out and you have like that? Because I know San Francisco you have as your last run. San Francisco's a good team, but they play no one ever, not even themselves in practice, is better than Seton Hall's schedule. And then Northwestern's not better than them, and neither is Arkansas. Honestly, I'll give you Maryland, but I'm not going to give you those other three.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly why. That was 3 weeks ago. I haven't done a bracket since the middle of December.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'm working on one tonight.
But is that really 3 weeks ago? Because what is Seton Hall now after?
December, it was the week before Christmas.
Okay, because, all right. That's terrible then, because they've had some nice wins since then. Would you?
Seton Hall will definitely be in the bracket I do tomorrow. No question. I haven't gotten to them yet.
Right.
There's no question in my mind that Seton Hall will be in.
Do you think Seton Hall is better than Washington, Creighton, and Temple?
Washington and Creighton, yes. Probably Temple, too. Nice win for Temple last night, though.
Right.
That beat Knockoff Houston, their first loss. But, yeah, I would say that they're probably better than those teams, at least right now. And, gosh, I mean, Washington is – I picked them to win the Pac-12 for what that's worth. That league miserable.
It's pathetic. Let me ask you this. So I have said on this show that I think the best team to bet on in terms of who do I think is the most dangerous team in college basketball in the tournament for me right now, and you'll think I'm crazy, but it's Texas Tech because of their – they're very experienced, and they're deep, and they're talented. And I thought they blew the game against Duke at the Garden. I thought they could have won that game.
Yeah, they could have. I mean, they were right there in that game. The thing about Texas Tech is that's a really good, aggressive defensive team. They're hard to play against. It's just hard to get your offense going against them. And when you play defense, the way that they play defense, you always have a shot. And then they can score, too. I mean, it's a really good, really well-coached team. And a team that, a lot of people thought, they lost a lot off of last year's team, which went to the Elite Eight before losing to Villanova. And you think, they'll probably take a step back this year. No, they're right there. They can win the Big 12, especially now that Kansas doesn't have their big man.
So do you have, the way Purdue's playing, I saw them last night in the Breslin. I didn't think they looked good. Do you still think they'll be a tournament team?
They're going to have to get better. They're going to have to find them. Well, first of all, Carson Edwards kind of stunk at Michigan State, but mostly Purdue's offense is Carson Edwards, and you hope somebody else can score. And against better teams, they haven't been able to do that. So they played a really good schedule, and the rankings love them. But they don't look to me quite like a tournament team yet. And the Big Ten is unforgiving. This is, you know, I mean, you're a Big Ten guy. I'm a Big Ten guy.
Right.
I've never seen the league this deep with teams that can beat you if you don't show up ready to play.
How high a seed do you think Indiana can be with this young team that he's got? Archie's got some talent on there. Romeo Void. I mean, they got some serious – I mean, they're not – I don't think they're that good. I saw them play Michigan, and I thought they got whacked. But they had been hot before that.
Well, the Big Ten is Michigan and Michigan State, and then a gap, you know, a little bit of a gap. And then 3 through, say, 10 are all about the same and could beat anybody on any given night. Indiana's – I would say at the higher edge of that group right now, top 25, 15 to 25 type of seed. So what is that, 4, 5, 6, something like that. I mean, Langford's terrific. Romeo Langford's a great talent. But I think that IU is going to be – they're going to go as far as their senior, Juwan Morgan, ends up taking them. They're going to have to ride him and his experience. When they get to the tournament, he's going to have to be able to lead these young guys in that situation.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's a hell of a player, and I've seen him have a 35-point game this year. He's looked really good a couple of times.
I was at the Butler game, and he owned that game.
That was it. That was the game. Kansas without Azubuike, what does that do to them?
Well, they haven't been very good with him without him yet. I think they're 4-2 now without him. So, you know, I trust Self to adjust and – probably still win the league, but it might take him a little bit of time to do that. And, you know, it's a pretty good league, so he hasn't got a lot of time. But they got a win over TCU last night. But so Kansas will still – they've still got great players, but they'll be different because, I mean, I think he started 4 guards last night. They're going to have to play some small ball, which is, you know, not what they were built to do necessarily this year. I mean, you've got guys who can do it, but now you have to – almost learn a new style of play in the middle of your season.
What do you think of Buffalo and St. John's?
I like Buffalo. And, you know, that's a team that, you know, did a little damage in the tournament last year, most of that team back. So, you know, when they get to the tournament, they're probably going to be underseeded because that's how things work. And you know, they'll be dangerous again. And St. John's, I really didn't think much of them until they blew Marquette's doors off. You know, that was pretty impressive. They were undefeated for quite a while, and it just felt pretty soft. The schedule was pretty soft, but that was a very impressive win. And, you know, the Big East is kind of up for grabs this year because Villanova isn't going to dominate the way they have the last few years. They'll still be good. They'll still be in contention. They may win it, but they're not going to run away with it the way they have the last couple of years. I think it's going to be a lot more fun to watch.
So the last question I got for you of the like what I think would be twos now is like Tennessee, Virginia, Gonzaga, that Michigan State team you talk about, et cetera. Of those teams, who do you think is the most dangerous team? Is it
Tennessee?
You really think that?
Yeah, man, they look good. I don't know that I'd have them at the two. Maybe I guess you know, I'm trying to say. Well, you know, Virginia, Michigan, Duke are one. Tennessee might be the fourth one. Gonzaga. You know, the problem for Gonzaga is, you know, they get Tilly back, and now they're going to play a bunch of West Coast teams, you know, and only maybe one of which can challenge them, which might be San Francisco. And, I mean, you know, play them at home and give them a game for, you know, 30 minutes before Gonzaga runs away with it. It's going to be hard. I wish they had had him so that we could see what the full Gonzaga team could do against higher-level competition, but what are you going to do? Injuries are injuries, and Gonzaga is going to be pretty dangerous too.
Right. When they beat Duke, everybody thought that they were on their way and that they were the team to beat. And I don't, frankly, think that's the case, to be honest with you, anymore. We'll see how the season pans out. Jerry, we'll be in touch. We'll catch up and we'll keep doing this as we get closer and closer. Always good to have you on the bench, brother. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Thanks. Nice talking to you.
All right. Jerry Palm, despite the fact that he's a Purdue fan, I like him. But I do think that all of us could beat his ass. I just wanted to elaborate on that again really quickly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.